Myths of Japan, narrated by Jonathan Waite. The Jellyfish and the Monkey, adapted by Yei Theodora Ozaki. Long, long ago, in old Japan, the Kingdom of the Sea was governed by a wonderful king. He was called Rinjin, or the Dragon King of the Sea. His power was immense, for he was the ruler of all sea creatures, both great and small. And in his keeping were the jewels of the ebb and flow of the tide. The jewel of the ebbing tide, when thrown into the ocean, caused the sea to recede from the land, and the jewel of the flowing tide made the waves rise to mountains high and to flow in upon the shore like a tidal wave. The palace of Rinjin was at the bottom of the sea, and was so beautiful that no one has ever seen anything like it, even in dreams. The walls were of coral, the roof of jade stone and chalcedony, and the floors were of the finest mother of pearl. But the Dragon King, in spite of his wide-spreading kingdom, his beautiful palace and all its wonders, and his power, which none disputed throughout the whole sea, was not at all happy, for he reigned alone. At last he thought that if he married he would not only be happier, but also more powerful. So he decided to take a wife. Calling all his fish retainers together, he chose several of them as ambassadors to go through the sea and seek for a young dragon princess who would be his bride. At last they returned to the palace, bringing with them a lovely young dragon. Her scales were of a glittering green, like the wings of summer beetles. Her eyes threw out glances of fire, and she was dressed in gorgeous robes. All the jewels of the sea worked in with the embroidery adorned them. The king fell in love with her at once, and the wedding ceremony was celebrated with great splendor. Every living thing in the sea, from the great whales down to the little shrimps, came in shoals to offer their congratulations to the bride and bridegroom and to wish them a long and prosperous life. Never had there been such an assemblage or such gay festivities in the fish world before. The train of bearers who carried the bride's possessions to her new home seemed to reach across the waves from one end of the sea to the other. Each fish carried a phosphorescent lantern and was dressed in ceremonial robes, gleaming blue and pink and silver, and the waves as they rose and fell.